Greetings. I am still in the Free State of South Africa. I had a wonderful week experiencing the beauty of the Golden Gate area with good friends. We enjoyed a very blessed time together. Yesterday, I ministered in Bloemfontein, and I was blessed to experience God with God's family here. I am here for a few more days, and then I will be heading home. When mankind lives for their own independence and will, they become proud in their ways, and they seek to exalt themselves to a place that is beyond their purpose and destiny. This was the case after the flood. Mankind unified for their own will and way. They sought to build a city unto themselves with bricks of common shape. The purpose and destiny of each of us can only be found and fulfilled in God. We must be dependent upon God in all things. When King Solomon built the temple, he used specific stones in its construction. Those stones were large stones, costly stones, and hewn stones, 1 Kings 5:17. These three types of stones are symbolic of the three qualities of character found in the foundation of Christ. These depict attributes of living stones. They each depict a characteristic of life-giving stones for a spiritual house. The opposite of a spiritual house is a natural carnal house. The story of the Tower of Babel is a clear testimony of a natural carnal house, Genesis 11, 1-9. After the flood, there was a unity of mankind in the earth. Perhaps that unity came about by their need to overcome many things after the flood in a world that now faced many extremes. The creative ability within humanity empowered them to overcome, and they became one voice in themselves. Then they fell for the temptation of human pride. And they sought to build a city unto themselves that reached the heavens. They sought to build a tower made with man-made brick, fired to be hard, and put together with asphalt, the opposite of the materials found in a spiritual house. Bricks are symbolic of that which is bound to natural understanding. They represent being focused on natural desires. They take on a shape of a form given to them that is sought to be the same identity as others. Bricks are easily broken and therefore represent a character that is easily offended. Bricks are formed according to how the earth settled within limitations, and thus they represent a characteristic of lives that are shaped by circumstances and shaped by a desired image common in the world. They depict the evidence of being controlled and manipulated to create their existing shape and form. Men often say that their lives are the result of what was given to them. This is naturally true. People who are set in their ways will even resist the word of God when it's presented to them. They justify their differences and resist the expectations of God upon their lives. They express things like, "I know what the word of God says, but I'm not like that." Of course you are not like that. You're a brick. You may say, "I don't raise my hands. I don't love God expressively." I know, you're a brick. That is not how we were formed in life. You didn't grow up in a family that was spontaneous. The form of your family was not spontaneous. Your dad and your mom were not expressive that way. We can't expect you to be that way. That is naturally true. But God has a better plan. He desires for us to become an expression of His community that comes down from heaven. Large stones symbolize the characteristic of faith that works through a revelation of love. Large stones symbolize people who hear God and respond to what He says. They pass the test of change because they are willing to do what He says and become like Him. They are people of faith, and their faith is a testimony of their love. Jesus is a large stone. He is a foundation of faith toward God. That faith is a testimony of knowing God's love. Faith works through love, and faith will change a world. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.